did you hear me?
I'm in the loo.
David?
I said I'm in the loo.
Okay, they're saying on the radio that you mustn't wash chicken.
Right. Do you wash chicken?
No. No, I mean, it wouldn't occur to me.
Ah, well, you'll probably be all right then.
I'm going to ring Mum later. I know she says she's fine, but you have to take falls seriously at her age, and she's only got the natives to look after her.
Look, much as I enjoyed discussing wet chicken with you, I've not heard a word you've said since then on account of being in the loo.
Okay, love, I'm just saying about Mum, and I really...
And did you use the word natives?
Well, yes, I did, because...
Maggie, they're not a different species. They're French people. Must sort out getting that new bit for the loo.
Oh, I could ask Jen to get a bit, couldn't I, from the plumbing department at work?
Maggie, don't bother her with it. See you later.
Bye, love.
Martinez! Four floors, nine departments, and 101 reasons we're Peterborough's
oldest
department store.
Ladies and gentlemen, sofas!
Well, what sort of bit, Mum? I don't know anything about plumbing.
That's what your father said.
Mum, I'm dealing with a customer.
Oh.
Sorry, my mum and dad's loo's been. Anyway, you don't need the details. Lovely. So, you're going for the three-seater sofa, formal back, capulet, in teal combination with the
flexible lounger.
Looks like you've got the lot. Nice choice on the scatter cushion.
My boyfriend won't be pleased. He hates cushions on a bed.
Oh, mine's the same. He won't have them. But I think they look lovely, don't they? What do they know?
He won't like these utensil jars either. Says they clutter up the kitchen.
He sounds exactly like my bloke. All those big spoons make the place look untidy, Jen. Clean lines, that's what you want.
That's exactly what mine says. He's always on about clean lines.
Sounds like the two of them would get on.
They would. I'm not telling Colin, though, because I always say he's the only person in the world bothered about that sort of thing.
Colin?
Yeah.
So I said, well, if it's the Colin Taylor who's pretending he's not losing his hair, drives a Ford Galaxy and is a complete dickhead, then of course it's the same one.
Oh, love. Oh, Colin's a very common name.
Mum, she said he went to St. Joseph's.
So did lots of people.
He works at Worthman's.
It's a big firm.
Her Colin pronounces it Vietnamese.
Oh, how could he? How could anyone cheat on you? There's nothing wrong with you.
They're always looking out for someone else, Mum. It's what blokes do.
Well, your dad doesn't.
I should have seen it coming. Colin's classic affair material.
In what way?
Well, he's never interested.
Oh, your dad's like that. I was trying to talk to him earlier about chicken.
He's vain.
Well, since your dad started going to the gym every day.
He never lets me look at his phone.
I've never looked at your dad's phone. Why would you look at his phone?
In case he's having an affair.
Your dad's not having an affair.
Mum, we're talking about me and Colin. I should have seen the signs. Loads of times he wasn't interested in sex.
Oh, well, welcome to long-term relationships.
And then suddenly he'd be...
asleep.
All over me.
Oh, yeah, well, that can happen too. Oh, love, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm waiting for Emily to come out of school, and then I am going to go home and pack his bags. Listen, Mum, Em's coming out.
Will she be okay?
Well, I expect so. Colin's not her dad. And she's a better judge of character than me, so she's never liked him. I should have dumped him ages ago. I'm an idiot. But at least now, I'm an independent idiot. That's my word of the day, independence. I think we all need to be a bit more independent, don't we?
We do.
Hi, Mum. Can I go to town on my own with Chloe?
Absolutely no way. See you, Mum.
Yeah, bye. Bye, love.
Bye.
Why not?
Because I've got to go and tell Colin that he's a dickhead and I need you to hold my hand.
So she went straight round to Colin's work and told him he was a dickhead.
Well, I could have told her that when he was Googling hair transplants.
Now, Mum, anyway, how are you?
It wasn't a fall, Maggie. I stumbled. It happens when you're dancing. And tell Jen next time she wants to look for a man who doesn't dye his hair. That's like a flashing beacon.
Is it?
Oh, it's like you never lived.
Hello there. Oh, bonjour, Etty. We are going to have the lunch.
Oh, Mum, David's home.
Yes, I can see him. Nice sweatpants, and he's speaking his pretend French.
He is.
Oh, Margaret, you could have married anyone. You could have had your pick.
Could I?
No, of course not. It's just what people say, isn't it?
Bye, Mum, and look after yourself, please.
How's she doing?
She won't tell me. Says she's not hurt, but none of them are medically trained, are they, in the commune?
Village?
Village. Any point offering you bread?
No carbs on a weekday, Mags. Not if I'm going to maintain these abs of steel. Come here, you.
Get off me. I need to load the dishwasher so you can rearrange it.
Man's allowed to grab his wife for a cuddle, isn't he?
Is this a sudden interest in sex?
Nothing sudden about it. I've been interested for half a century.
Where's your phone?
You keep your hands off. I don't want you getting any ideas about fancy phones.
So you won't let me look at it?
What's up with you?
I'm not an idiot, David, and I'm fed up of wasting time. I'll be 60 next month, and it's always in the magazines, women of my age making a new start. And what am I doing? Since I stopped work, I haven't learnt a single language or mastered any instruments.
What are you on about?
Someone from Mum's Pilates is doing upholstery. Sheila from the chemist, I mean, she's 65. She's having a gap year. Something to do with orphans. I mean, she's thrilled, going around like a woman in an advert. And someone on the bus was going to Copenhagen.
Quicker to fly, I'd have thought.
I mean, I don't know why you'd go to Copenhagen. It'll be the mermaid and that's it, won't it? I mean, it's pointless, but at least she was doing something.
Well, to be honest, Mags, maybe you should take more of an interest in yourself.
Oh, right. Well, now it's all coming out. This is unbelievable.
I'm not saying it has to be the gym. Although, well, no, you know, we could all stand to lose a bit of weight. I'm just saying you could have a hobby.
Mm.
I mean, cycling or photography.
Yeah,
in a minute
you're going to say I can do an evening class.
Or you could do an evening class. Have some new experiences.
Right. I'll do cross-stitch or hang gliding, anything at all that's not picking up after you. That'd be a new experience. And afterwards I'll eat a whole Toblerone and not think anyone's bloody judging me, and I'd be happier if I lost weight and did an evening class.
I'm just saying, everyone feels better when they take care of themselves. Like that woman at Neighbourhood Watch.
Oh, which one, David? White jeans, never brings the biscuits.
Yeah, that's her, yeah. Ah, she seems happy, that's all I'm saying. She's got a bit of a wiggle to her.
Bryony Majors.
Oh, is that her name?
Oh, you know perfectly well what her name is. Whenever she speaks, you act like she's Morecambe and Wise.
Nothing short, fat and hairy about her legs, I can tell you.
Pathetic. And what are you going to do about those grey bits on the side of your head?
What, my ears?
No, you daft sod, your grey hairs. Would you dye them?
What, do I need to?
What, you would. You would. I bet you would. Mum says that's the first sign of an affair.
An affair? When would I have time for an affair?
If Bryony Majors wanted an affair, you'd find a gap in your schedule.
I hardly know her. Except she does yoga at the gym and she's got weak knees.
I know you. You'd love to have an affair with her.
What, with those knees?
You could have a nice chat about your exercises. It's all you ever talk about, the gym.
Well, all you ever talk about is Great British Bloody Bake Off, and it doesn't mean I think you're having it away with Greg Wallace.
Greg Wallace doesn't present the Great British Bake Off, Paul Hollywood does.
Well, are you having an affair with Paul Hollywood?
No!
Well then, Mary Berry?
Oh, well, at least Mary Berry would take me seriously, and she might make sure I had a flushable toilet.
I'm fixing it, I just need to get a bit.
Yeah, but when, David? I don't even care about the stupid toilet. But it's always the same. You never finish anything.
Well, you know where the toolbox is.
Other people's husbands do jobs around the house.
Other people's wives don't pick their heads constantly.
Other people's husbands are at home occasionally. You're never here.
I'm surprised you notice. The way you've stopped taking interest in yourself reminds me of the way you stopped taking an interest in me.
And the way you never finish a job reminds me of the way you are in bed.
Well, I've never had any complaints from anyone before I met you.
What?
All I'm saying, Mags, is that some women can let go and enjoy themselves, and I'm afraid some women just can't.
Get out.
I think I will.
Yes, get out. Get out. And if you do decide to become involved with Bryony Majors, you can tell her from me that she should brace herself for a lot of disappointing nights.
I hardly know Bryony Majors.
Well, that's one thing me and her have got in common then, because it feels like you hardly know me. I mean, it escalated, obviously.
Obviously.
But, to cut a long story short, he walked out.
Oh, Maggie. And what have you been doing since?
A bit of tidying.
Quite a lot of crying?
Quite a lot, yeah.
Oh, sweetheart. Where's he gone, David?
He's staying with Nigel from Squash. He says it's temporary, but he's taken the medium suitcase.
Well, you can kiss that goodbye.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I never liked it. There's no strappy thing, you know, for stretching over the clothes. So it's... Anyway, he's gone. So that's the end of that.
You and Jen, you're bad as each other.
Yep, everything's falling into place for me. Single mother, crap job, warring parents.
Oh.
But it's a new start, isn't it, Mum? I mean, I can do whatever I like now, so...
We both can.
Yes. What did you do last night?
Ironing. You?
Ate cheese and looked up ex-boyfriends on Facebook.
Right. How's Emily? Taking it okay?
Well, 11-year-olds are quite adaptable.
Mm.
I sat her down and explained. And then when I asked if she had any questions, she said, can I go into town on my own with Chloe?
Oh, right.
If she'd had the choice, she'd have swapped me being in a stable relationship for her having an iPhone.
Mm. Oh, here's our girl. Mm.
Gran, I still can't flush your loo.
Oh.
What's the rhythm thing again?
OK, darling, it's tricky. Grandad's been promising to fix it for weeks.
Where is Grandad?
Well, the thing is, Emily, it's nothing to worry about, but sometimes when people get older, they realise...
Granny and Grandad have had a row. Grandad's gone to stay with Nigel.
Nigel, who looks like Nanny McPhee?
Yeah.
OK, can I have some toast?
She's used to it. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold back
anymore. Let it go, let it go. Can you ring the doorbell, please? It's late. I could have been doing anything.
What, like ironing?
Well, as you know, I'm not a woman who finds it easy to let go and enjoy herself.
Oh, I need to get my tools, too, while I'm here. Nigel wants to borrow them.
Well, I didn't think you'd be using them yourself. And Bryony Majors, how's she?
Maggie, I can assure you I hardly know Bryony Majors.
Well, I'm sure you will. Thin one, white jeans and a wiggle. Now, go on, off you go. I'm going to bed whenever I want and probably staying up reading with the light on.
Well, bye then. Good luck working out to turn the heating down.
Yeah, and if I get up needing a wee in the night, I expect I'll put the landing light on. And I can work out how to use a simple heating system, thank you. Okay. Tiny bit more cheese.
Bonjour, c'est Hetty. Je suis pas ici. Hello, this is Hetty. I'm either out or pretending I am. Leave a message.
Morning, Mum. Just to say, first night without David went well. A bit hot, but... Anyway, I'm fine. Hope you are too. Right. Over and out. Okay. When the world is your oyster... Oh, good. Hello, darling. Hello, Em. Is that for the recycling?
It's my art project.
Oh, yes. Oh, isn't it lovely?
How's your independence going?
Well, I mean, it's early days, but...
Can we come and live with you?
But you were doing okay.
Well, you see, it's all very well chucking Colin out of the house, but the tricky thing is that it's his house. Mm. That's the thing, you know. And I was thinking, all this being independent, why couldn't me and you be independent together?
Colin's taken all the furniture, is what she's basically trying to say.
Thank you, Emily. It's just, come on, you've got two spare rooms. I mean, I know we've always laughed about it, Mum, but you don't really need an ironing room, do you, in real life?
Well, the thing is, I was going to learn a language or start a business.
What sort of a business?
Well, I hadn't sorted out the details.
It'll be temporary, obviously, but I just thought, well, you know, Dad's at Nigel's. What do you think?
Oh, please, Gran. Mum spent the last two nights listening to Take That and getting into bed with me. And we haven't got any plates.
Oh, we'll have some fun, won't we, the three of us?
Of course you can stay. I mean, it'll be a squash,
but... Yes!
Is that going to be your dad? Mom!
Gran!
Granny Hetty!
It's like my life's flashing before my eyes.
Hello, everyone!
Oh, why aren't you in France?
Maggie, I understand what you were getting at on the phone, and I'm here to rescue my poor lonely daughter who's putting a brave face on it. I hate to think of you being on your own.
David's only been gone a day.
Well, you won't cope, so here I am. I'm coming to live with you.
Oh.
Now, I've only got euros. Be a sweetheart and pay the taxi driver.
I am actually only 11.
My purse is in my bag, love.
Oh, okay.
Let me take your coat, Mum. Oh!
Oh, no, please, don't fuss. It's just a silly broken wrist, and I'm perfectly capable...
Mum!
Gran, you're in a sling. Why didn't you tell us?
It wasn't a fall. There's nothing to tell. Now, I've come to be a help. You two might be pretending to be independent, but I know what you're like, and I can still do a pirouette, sling or no sling. I'm here to look after you.
Oh, Mum.
Put the kettle on, will you, Maggie? And, Jennifer, there are some slippers in my bag, love. Could you... Oh, that's lovely. Oh, they're very nice on EasyJet, and being old, injured and sexually attractive opens an awful lot of doors, no matter how feminist you are. But it's nice to put your feet up.
I paid him. He couldn't believe an 11-year-old as responsible as me didn't have her own phone, so I gave him a £10 tip.
Oh!
Granny Hetty's got six bags. Gran wouldn't dangle the ironing room in front of me and then take it away, would she? Mum?
Yes, the thing is, Mum...
I'm here for you, Maggie. The two of us will be like flatmates. Flatmates who don't pay rent. I mean, probably important to make that clear from the off. And listen, I don't mind. I'm not fussy. I can have either the spare room or the ironing room.
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives. Are you awake?
Yes, I'm reading. I think it must be fiction because it's about a family that has men in it.
Stay close to me. Watch the world come alive tonight. Come on. I know you like this one.
I don't.
Stay close to me. Watch the world come alive tonight.
You've done that bit.
Oh, I thought you might fancy a cuddle.
Oh, go on then.
Ooh. Today this could be the greatest day of our lives.
Do you think when Gary Barlow wrote that, he was on about sleeping in an ironing room?
Oh, I think he definitely was, yeah. Was the sofa not very comfy?
Not really. I had to let Gran have the bed though, didn't I? She's 80 with a broken wrist.
And she beat you up the stairs.
And she beat me up the stairs.
I can't flush that loo. What was it again?
I want to flush the toilet.
Yep, I keep doing. The toilet will not flush.
That's totally wrong.
I love you, Em.
I love you too.
It is quite nice us all being here together, isn't it? It's like Christmas, but without the hoovering. I am sorry about everything with Colin.
He left his pants in the bathroom. He was never ideal as a stepdad.
He wasn't. This is nice, isn't it? I remember, I used to like getting into bed with my mum.
Did you?
Hello?
Mum?
Yes?
Can we come in for a cuddle?
You daft pair. Go on then.
See, I told you that this would be nice. Isn't it nice, Mum? Having you two best girls in bed with you.
It's lovely. As a temporary measure.
Did you ever get into bed with your mum, Granny, when you were little?
Oh, I expect so.
Don't even think about it.
Listen to her from the comfort of the spare room. I bet it's really lonely.
Love you, Gran. Stay close to me. Stay close to me.
No bloody choice.
When we return...
Morning. Coffee?
definitely.
What's that silly flush thing again?
I want to flush the toilet.
Toilet!
I don't sleep working everything out. I can't get Emily to school and then still get to work from here.
Boss?
Are you just shouting out nouns? Forget it. You're not old enough to catch a bus on your own. I know you think you should be a grown-up, Em, but you're 11. I'm 32 and I feel like I should be one too, so sorry to disappoint you.
Mummy is a grown-up, Emily. She just feels like she's not because she's living with her mother.
I was doing toilet will not flush.
And I know how she feels.
I've got no drawer space in that spare room.
Drawer space? I've got no clothes.
The drawers are full of David's stuff and it's just... You know, with my bad wrist.
It's his spare trousers. And, Jen, I'm taking you to get your clothes later.
I don't have to come, do I? Don't make me see Colin's pants in that bathroom.
Well, hopefully he'll be out.
Maybe he'll have gone for a Vietnamese.
Granny Hetty will look after you, Emily. That'll be nice, won't it?
OK.
I'm very capable. I was thinking, though, I'm not sure about being called Granny. I mean, it suits you, Maggie, but I'm not Granny material. And we can't have two grannies in one house. So if I'm... Great Gran, I thought maybe I could be GG, which rather suits me.
Gigi? Are you a French call girl?
No, I'm a great granny, but a sophisticated French one.
Who entertains men for a fee?
No, I'm Gigi, great granny. I'm responsible, trustworthy, and wise. And today I shall look after Emily.
So, the thing to remember, Emily, is that the male orgasm should never, never be the end of the story. So, really, it's a question of experimentation and practice.
Have you done all the experiments?
Oh, sweetheart, you've got no idea.
We're home.
Oh, hello. Thanks so much, Gran. Is Emily upstairs?
No, no, she's gone out.
Out? Out where?
Into town with her friend Chloe. They went on the bus to look at mobile phones.
Oh, my God! What? Gran, she's 11. Mum, don't take your coat off. Oh.
Of course, when I was 11, we didn't worry about strangers. They were just nice, friendly men who showed you puppies.
Mum!
Emily's a very sensible girl.
She thinks ketchup's a fruit. I'm going to go and drive past the... Hang on a minute. Just over there.
Where? Where? Where?
No.
Where, is that her?
No, 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 there, fixing that car. It's Dad. Whose driveway is that?
What? What's he doing fixing a car?
And who's that bringing him tea?
Where?
The woman in the white jeans. What the hell's he playing at? Who's the woman?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I've never seen such weak knees. That's Bryony Majors.
Gran, there's no sign of Emily anywhere. Emily.
Hi.
You're here.
Of course she is. She's fine.
Oh, my darling girl, we were remodelling all sorts.
Where the hell have you been?
It's no big deal, Mum. It's getting on and off the bus. My friends do it all the time.
I don't care what your friends do. I just... Hang on. What are you watching?
Breaking Bad.
Mum!
Gran, Emily's 11. Seriously, Em, if someone you didn't know offered you sweets, you would know the right thing to say, wouldn't you?
Of course I would. You told me like a million times. I'd say, yes, please, may I have one?
You. You're growing up too fast.
Well, someone has to in this house full of mother lovers. Fly the nest, one of you.
Excuse me, I'm not living with my mother.
Okay, Gigi, well, you're the only grown-up.
Yes, I am. Maggie, I don't suppose I could have some warm milk, could I? The wrist, you see. Maggie? Is she ignoring me?
You fixed her brake light.
It was perfectly innocent, Maggie.
And is that why you came back for your tools?
Well, I'd say it's a gentlemanly thing to do, to not let a woman drive around with no brake light.
No, the thing is, David, that you're just so predictable.
Well, if you can't help someone out...
She gave you a cup of tea.
So does the vending machine at the garage, but it doesn't mean I'm shagging it. Oh. Maggie, we had one cup of tea.
No, but I said, didn't I? The thing is, David, as soon as her name was brought up, I knew it. After 35 years, it's almost as if I know you.
It was innocent, Mag.
Oh, David. Don't make me be independent.
Mum,
darling, what's the matter?
Oh, Dad's an idiot.
But what's new in the matter?
Oh, hang up on him. Give it to me.
It could easily have been innocent.
Oh, come on. Your dad was laughing as if he'd been watching Question Time.
Question Time?
Well, one of those funny programmes.
Does she mean Question of Sport?
I doubt it.
Anyway, he was laughing. They both were.
Oh, Mum, Dad loves you.
Of course he does.
He's always laughing at you.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
What was the body language?
Oh, friendly. Pretty friendly, if you ask me.
Jen?
I suppose they did look quite friendly.
Only, is she the kind of woman who's likely to have a lot of drawers? Space. Because, you know, if David's going to put his spare trousers round at hers, all I'm thinking, Margaret, is if I could unpack some bits into his drawer.
Mum!
What?
Right, I'm off out.
Oh, are you? I'm doing a casserole.
I met a woman at the doctor's who's protesting about them closing the library.
Your wrist's okay, then?
Where's Emily?
In the other room, WhatsApping Chloe on her new phone that hasn't left her hand.
A bit more freedom never hurt anyone. You did the right thing, Jen.
We've all got freedom now, haven't we? I mean, I'm going to start looking at evening classes and... Basically, weave baskets or make a collage of the Titanic out of yoghurt pots or something every bloody Thursday just so David can feel better about laughing like an idiot with Bryony Majors.
Oh, Mum.
I'm drawing a line at golf and learning a language. Have you looked it up? I mean, you have to do it for ages. It was in the paper again today about women in their 60s being happier than they've ever been. Well, three cheers for all of them with their newfound freedom because I don't want it. And I'm not going to be able to deal with this the way people on the telly deal with it. I'm not dignified and I'm not making the most of it. I'm sitting on my own all day wondering how to fill my time. Why else would anybody make a bloody casserole?
I might stay in.
Yes, let's have a night in.
The toilet's fixed.
Yes, I fixed it.
What?
Well, it just needed a bit, so I got one this afternoon.
Oh, Mum, you are marvellous, isn't she?
Well, I'm all right. We had to muck in the village, so I know a thing or two about plumbing.
Are you lot having wine again?
Yes, we are, Cheeky. New chapter and all that.
Yes, I've only got myself to worry about now.
That's it. Mm. But you're not on your own, Maggie.
No, of course you're not. It's exciting, Mum. We're all in this together.
Of course we are.
We're a team, the four of us.
Yes. Oh, thanks, love.
So, anyway, we'll leave you to do the tea.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Gran. I'm starving.
Me too. We'll be in the living room, shall we?
Oh, yeah, the bake-off's starting.
Great. I've got the wine. Oh. Give us a shout, Mum, if there's anything that we can do.
Thank
okay.
you, love.
Oh, right. Okay. Casserole.
All Those Women was written by Catherine Jakeways, and the cast was Sheila Hancock, Leslie Manville, Sinead Matthews, Lucy Hutchinson, Dennis Lill, Rebecca Hamilton and George Watkins. The producer was Alexandra Smith, and it was a BBC Radio comedy production.